with the very little ones. That's 4 and 5 year olds. And what astounded me this year was over 90% of them had never heard the Easter story before. This was the first time they'd heard the story of Easter. And so they came to it new with fresh eyes. We talked about the celebration of Palm Sunday. Everyone excited to see Jesus, this amazing person who did incredible things wherever he went. We talked about some of the people who didn't like Jesus. They didn't like what he said or the things he did. And these people wanted to get rid of Jesus. We told them how on Good Friday, Jesus was put on a cross and he died. And I was humbled by their stunned silence, their genuine disbelief. How could this have happened? It's always really special to have a few Christian children in the classes, because at this point, when everyone else is feeling, they're hopping up and down with excitement because they're wanting to tell you that that wasn't the end, that Jesus came back to life again. And so their disbelief is very soon changed to smiles and cheers when we tell them what happened on Easter Sunday and that Jesus didn't stay dead. He was dead, but he came alive again. And that usually gets a really big thumbs up. As I've looked at the story of Good Friday this year, God's helped me to see, like these foundation children, look at it for a first time. And I've been very much drawn to John's account of Jesus' death, particularly the verses in John 19, verses 28 to 30. Jesus knew that his mission was now finished. And to fulfill scripture, he said, "I am thirsty." A jar of sour wine was sitting there, and so they soaked a sponge in it, put it on a hyssop branch and held it up to his lips. When Jesus tasted it, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. I was very much drawn to Jesus' last words, "It is finished." And interestingly, John is the only gospel to actually record those words. Matthew and Mark state that Jesus cried out in a loud voice, but John is the only one who says, Jesus said, "It is finished." And on first reading, it could be easily taken to think that he meant, "I'm finished, I've had enough," that he died exhausted and defeated. But it actually says, Jesus said, "It is finished." So what did he mean? Well, "it is finished" is the English translation of the Greek word, woo, to telestai, which means to bring to an end, to complete, to accomplish. It's the word you would use when you climb to the peak of Mount Everest or when you submit the final copy of your dissertation. It's the word you would use when you cross the finish line of your first 10K run. So the word means more than just "I survived." It means I did exactly what I set out to do. So what did Jesus set out to do? What was his mission? When in his life, Jesus came to do his Father's will. Luke 19:10 tells us, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Through the parables and miracles, Jesus taught his disciples and the people what God was like. God was loving, forgiving, compassionate. He encouraged them to share what they had learnt from him with others. Jesus showed them how to live. But that was his life. What about his death? Jesus' death dealt with sin. And we have to go right back to the very beginning of the story to work out where that came in. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden, sin had come into God's perfect world. It spoilt the relationship between us and God. But God had a plan. And one of my favourite books that I like to read is the Jesus Storybook Bible. And it puts it like this. God says, "I will come and rescue you. I'll get rid of sin and the dark and the sadness that you let in here. I'm coming back for you." God loved his world and all his children, even though we would muck things up, even when we don't mean to. And up until this point, God's people had a complicated system in place to deal with sin, which they had to repeat, because we keep getting things wrong on a daily basis, don't we? But God was going to change that. His plan was to deal with sin once and for all. Jesus would take our punishment, the consequences we should have experienced, so we could be free from sin. He would take our place and die instead of us. But Jesus died over 2,000 years ago, so how does what Jesus did then deal with my sin today? That's where Jesus' words, "it is finished," are really interesting, because in the Greek, it's in the perfect tense. And the perfect tense, for all you grammar scholars out there, speaks of an action which has been completed in the past, but it has results continuing into the present. It's different from the past tense, which looks back in it at an event and says, this has happened. The perfect tense adds the idea that this happened and is still in effect today. So this happened and is still in effect today. So when Jesus said, it is finished, he meant it was finished in the past, it is still finished in the present, and it will remain finished in the future. Finished in the past, still finished in the present, and will remain finished in the future. This was Jesus' last words, not a cry of defeat, a cry of victory. It is finished. Done. The end. That's a lot to take in, I think, on Good Friday. And I want to give us some space and time for you to think about, what does that say to you? What do those words say to you today? We've got a great big space at the front. And for you, you might want to come and just sit at the front, or stand at the front at the cross, and think about what it means for you. It is finished. Jesus saying to you, I've done it, I've dealt with it. All sin has been sorted. End of, full stop. You may want to stay where you are and just reflect on the words, or you may want someone to pray with you. Tap the person on the shoulder next to you. I'm sure they'll be very happy to pray with you. Just before he died, Jesus shouted from the cross, it is finished. What was finished? Jesus was saying, everything you need to come back home to God, everything you need to be free and happy in God, everything you need to live forever, I've done it all. It wasn't a cry of defeat. It was a shout of victory. A great work of rescuing us was finished. There is now nothing that you can do to make God love you more, and nothing you can do to make him love you less. It is finished. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.